Well, look at that. It is Morning Hog Happy Hour here with Riggs and Guy. Guy is absent. He is still isolating himself. He's been isolated from the beers this week. Fortunately, I haven't, and Josh hasn't at SR Perot World Headquarters. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? We're both playing a man down today, or a woman in that case.
Yep.
It's okay.
Yeah, Amelia's isolated as well.
The beer does the talking. That's all that matters. And you brought us a beer alternative today. Something new that I haven't seen. Tell me all about this.
So we've been talking about Truly a whole lot lately.
Yes.
Seltzers in general. So the last time we spoke about Truly, we talked about Truly's Lemonade, right?
Right.
So the next natural progression, I guess you could say, is Truly iced tea.
Ooh, okay. Now, I have a weird iced tea arc in my life because I never consumed tea. Then I started drinking like an energy drink tea, and now I'm all about tea in any form. So I'm psyched to get into this.
Are they those Monster Rehabs?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like those. No carbonation.
Oh, I love it. It's such that you don't burp on the air. That's why I say it's a perfect morning show drink.
Exactly.
But maybe I'll replace it with this. I see four different flavors here. Where should we start?
All right. So like you said, four different flavors. It's Truly Iced Tea Variety Pack. These are clocking in at 5% alcohol, so more than your domestic beer, which is nice. However, it's only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar.
Okay, I like that.
So not doing too much damage out there, you know?
I've been trying to peel back the layers of what it is that makes my stomach not yield its fat. Maybe it is sugar. Maybe it is. And maybe this product will change everything for me. What flavor you like to kick off?
I figured we'll just start off with regular lemon tea.
Lemon tea. All right. And this is, you're right, the Monster Rehab lemon. I would have 28 days out of the month I drink one of those. So okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll just integrate this instead.
All right, well, it's certainly, you know, in this room, it looks a lot like a beer, Josh. I don't know what kind of lighting you got, but this looks much like a brew.
Yeah, I mean, the color looks like a tea, kind of watered down a little bit, and that's going to be due to your seltzer in there. But it is very much a tea, very much a lemon tea at that. Nice little bit of sweetness behind it, so it's not an unsweet tea.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, yeah.
Very good.
You do not get the impression that you're drinking alcohol here, which makes it a lot more fun for me. It's like a surprise alcohol. I love that.
Yeah, so I was looking up a little bit, and they took 8 months to come out with this product through different iterations of it, okay. And they tried 250 different times, and this is where they landed. They nailed it.
Wow. I don't. The COVID vaccine didn't take that much, I don't think. That's impressive. Wow.
I certainly hope not.
Yeah, no kidding. That is, I got to tell you, man, that is a surprise that one has 5% alcohol in it. And then two, it is the kind of seltzer I like. It's plenty of flavor, not too sweet.
Yeah. The flavor is definitely there. It's not sitting in the background. It's right up front. And like I said, the sweetness is there as well. So it's really nice and very, very balanced as well.
Wow. Okay. Lemon tea. Good, simple start. All right. I see three fruits to pick from. Where we pick next?
Let's move on to strawberry tea.
We've talked about strawberry products before. You have said something that I couldn't agree with more. Strawberry, at times, can have a chapstick kind of waxy flavor.
Yeah, it tastes like lipstick to me most of the time.
I was going with something a gentleman would wear as opposed to lipstick, but okay, Josh, it's fine. All right, so now this has a great strawberry scent.
Right. And none of the seeds.
I am not spitting out seeds. Oh, it drives me crazy with the seeds. Why? Can somebody bioengineer a strawberry that's just the fruit and not all the seeds? I don't think it's that. If you can make seedless watermelons, make the seedless strawberry. Farmers, come on.
I think this is called a grape.
Sorry, Josh, I didn't mean to bring the brew review down. Okay, this is really good. Now, again, this is the kind of strawberry flavor that I like, that you like as well, that doesn't have that waxy aftertaste.
Agreed. So that lemon tea, you know, it's kind of the baseline for it, and you'd almost expect to have that tartness in all of them, but it's not. It's a true, you know, strawberry tea. The lemon is gone from this one, which is really nice. However, over the weekend, I gave these a shot, and my wife was mixing these with the Truly Lemonades and making herself some Arnold Palmer's.
Oh, man. She's an evil genius, isn't she? She has got... Yeah. I liked it. Did she wear a lab coat and goggles and the whole thing just as precaution?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to do that when you're mixing a couple of Truly products. Wow. That's really good. And 5%. Wow, you could get some stuff done.
Oh, it's easy to run through the whole 12 pack and not realize it until you go to stand up at least.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was standing. I'll take a seat during this song, and then we'll be back with a couple more great flavors. It's a truly iced tea day. Morning Hog Happy Hour. That is Josh at SR Parade. I'm Riggs. It's the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.